From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome again to Melody Time. I'm Paul Bendereau. And we get off to a lively start with the title march from an operetta by Karl Millerke, Die Sieben Schwaben, The Seven Swabians. The Seven Swabians march from Karl Millerke's operetta of the same name, played there by the Johann Strauss Orchestra, conducted by Jack Rothstein. After his huge success with the operettas The Beggar Student from 1882 and Gasparoni 2 years later, Karl Millerke was hoping for great things from his musical comedy The Seven Swabians, which he labelled a folk opera. But audiences in Vienna, where it was premiered, didn't take to the Swabian subject matter, so the operetta soon disappeared from view, despite its very attractive music. It's a common enough story, even for well-established composers. The full work is seen for a season or two, and then disappears, with perhaps one melody surviving. Take the case of Giuseppe Verdi and his opera Nabucco, which signalled his great breakthrough as an opera composer. It also, incidentally, made him something of a popular hero. Audiences invested the biblical story with a contemporary political significance. And the slaves' chorus from the opera was taken up as something of a battle hymn of the Risorgimento liberation movement in Italy. Let's listen to the slaves' chorus, performed by the Maggio Musicale Choir and Orchestra of Florence, conducted by Maurizio Arena. The Slave's Chorus from Verdi's opera Nabucco. Now to theatre music of a very different kind from a composer we don't usually associate with the theatre, Ludwig van Beethoven. In 1812, Beethoven wrote incidental music for two works by the prolific playwright August von Kotzebue. And it's thanks to Beethoven's music that the titles of the plays are still known today. König Stephan, King Stephen, and Die Ruinen von Athen, The Ruins of Athens. One piece written for The Ruins of Athens became immediately popular with audiences and has been quoted and arranged countless times since then. It's the Turkish March. Beethoven himself must have been fairly fond of this lively melody, or he wouldn't have used it again in one of his piano compositions. Here's the Orchestre de Liège, conducted by Paul Strauss, with Beethoven's Turkish March. Beethoven's Turkish March from his incidental music to The Ruins of Athens. Now a genuine folk dance melody. Genuine because it comes from the folklore of the composer's own country. Bedřich Smetana made great use of the sounds and rhythms of his homeland Bohemia. And in doing so, he became the founder of a Bohemian style of music which influenced many other composers. Bohemian folk dance rhythms play a particularly important role in Smetana's most popular opera, The Bartered Bride, from 1866, thanks to its country setting. And prominent among those bohemian rhythms, of course, is the polka. From Act One of Smetana's The Bartered Bride, with Zdeněk Kozler conducting the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra and Choir. The operetta-composer Franz Lehár broke new ground in his later career by tackling what you might call difficult issues in his operettas, and by abandoning the usual happy ending. In 1923, Lehár tackled one such issue, a Chinese-Austrian love story, in his operetta The Yellow Jacket. The story did still have a happy ending, but the operetta was not a success. Lehár's following works, Paganini, The Tsarevich, and Friederike, all went down well, however, despite their lack of a happy ending. In fact, unhappy endings became something of a Lehár trademark. And maybe that's what gave him the idea of taking his old Yellow Jacket out of the cupboard, dusting it off, and writing a new, tragic ending. 6 years after the first false start, the operetta was brought to the stage again with a new title, The Land of Smiles. The orientally spiced music remained largely the same, but one song, though keeping its original melody, was given completely new lyrics and was a sensational hit.
Thank you.
What a marvellous voice. Nikolai Gedda and the Graunke Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Willy Matthes, with Dein ist mein ganzes Herz from Franz Lehár's The Land of Smiles. We end today with the romantic Polka Mazurka. It's one composed by Josef Strauss. Brennende Liebe is the title, which means ardent love. Of course, as a faithful husband and father, Josef Strauss dedicated the piece to his wife, Karolina. Willy Boskovsky conducts the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra.
Thank you.
Romantic polka mazurka Brennende Liebe by Josef Strauss. And that's where we take our leave of you. On behalf of Barbara Anders, who compiled the program, producer Stephanie Giesen, and studio manager Jutta Maas, this is Paul Bendereau saying thanks for joining us, and until next time, goodbye.